Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, from startup to divestiture, we've got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jay Howard, our new friend, I should say, soon to be old friend. Jay Howard is the founder and the president of JHE Production Group, Inc. Jay, give us that website again, please.
www.gojhe.com.
All right, so check it out. It's an event group, folks. They manage events, especially for they do a lot for NASCAR and for other folks. The event planning, event management industry is not very old, is it?
No, it's not, because it's come from people, companies that used to think they could do this kind of thing themselves. Mm. To the importance and visibility of special events becoming so large that the risk became greater.
Yeah.
Against success. Mm-hmm. And therefore people that specialized in that stress created a cottage industry that is now much bigger than a cottage industry.
It's a profession. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, there's some college curriculum for this, isn't there?
There are. George Washington University was probably the first to create the special events degree.
Yeah, because I know some kids who've gotten degrees in this. So give us an example of what an event would be like for one of your companies, for one of your events.
Most of our events are what we call events within the event. let's say it's in the NASCAR world, the most visible thing that what we do is opening ceremonies. And at the mm-hmm. Daytona 500, it's pretty intense.
With all the fireworks and the jets.
Well, exactly, but there was a Lenny Kravitz concert live on Fox,
right?
As part of the broadcast. We've done Bon Jovi's done that, Tim McGraw has done that, Brad Paisley, Kelly Clarkson, and those.
Yeah, Brad, you know, I was in Daytona in 11, and Brad Paisley was the headliner. Was that your deal?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
So all of that infrastructure that comes and goes quickly. Belongs to us, and I call us the live event world because every project we do gets one take.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah. You don't get any mulligans in that event, do you?
We get there's no mulligans
no
whatsoever. And if you do need a mulligan, it's real obvious that you took it.
Right, right. Yeah, there's no do overs in that part of that business. So because that's the first impression, right? I mean, you just don't get to do it over. So what about what would be an example of a small event that you would do? How small of an event would you do?
Well, we've got a number of hospitality rigs that go and do events for folks where we come in, set up a big tractor trailer, it unfolds, it has lounges, restrooms, tended spaces.
So it's like an event in a box.
It is sort of an event in a box. We do banquets. We do business-to-business meetings. Back in Vegas, we did a private event at Charlie Palmer Steakhouse. Hmm. We did a private event at Cabo Wabo Bar. We did a Ford display in front of Bally's. We did a street event in Fremont Street with 12 drivers, and then our big event in Las Vegas was a thing called NASCAR.
Is this a field you recommend young people pursue?
You
need more young professionals in this field?
Yes, but the young professionals need to go volunteer and to go stick their foot in the
like
water.
Like you did. Go be a runner, go be a gopher, and learn it from the garbage can up, right?
Well, and more so than that is you need to figure out if it's in your DNA.
Uh-huh.
Because the live event business is thankless.
Right.
And it's long hours, and I try to tell people wanting to get into this world, we're all in the hospitality business.
Mm-hmm.
Sports are hospitality.
Right.
Live entertainment is hospitality, because your window of opportunity to create revenue for your company is when the normal population is not at work. So that means nights and weekends are your sweet spot.
Right.
And if your nights and weekends are that important to you, then this may be something that doesn't.
Or if you can't live on the edge that whole during that whole time, right? Too, huh?
It eats into your personal time.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know, many jobs do, but you need to know that on the front end that these are not normal work conditions.
Talk to me. I promised the audience I'd ask you about your greatest mistake and what you learned from it.
We do so many events a year that there's not one, but I can give you a couple. We had an idea back in 1987 to break the world's record for the largest marching band. The Rose Bowl held the record at 5,500 playing units, and the way they did it was they just simply ran the Rose Bowl parade into the Rose Bowl and collected every band that was already in the parade.
They just locked them up in there and made them play.
Right. And I failed to realize that they already had infrastructure to do it. I tried to do it from scratch.
Yeah.
And long story short, we ended up with only 3,200 kids from 40 high school bands with about 108 degree temperature on the asphalt.
My.
And we had
your kids dropping
probably
all over
10
the place.
Pass out on the second song and another 15 pass out on the third song. And or after the second song, we had 25 on the ground.
Quickly, I'm about out of time. What did you learn?
I learned don't ever bite off more than you can chew.
That's a good lesson. Give us a website again.
www.gojhe.com.
Gojhe.com. Jay Howard, congratulations on 25 years. Come back again and tell us more about how things are going sometime.
Enjoy spending time with you, Jim.
Jay Howard, folks. He'll be back another time. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.